Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 51551, I'm very curious as to the age of the oldest driver in Ireland. I wonder if you'd be so good to put it out to your listeners. My dad will be 96 in September of this year and is still driving. I know he's probably not the oldest, but must be close. I'd say he must be close, Chair. I'd say he must be very close. The oldest driver. So we're looking for the oldest twins. Elizabeth has been on to us. Her dad and her uncle celebrated their 92nd birthday on the 13th of January last week, this day last week. And she's wondering if they're the oldest male twins, living male twins in Ireland. And now Gerard wants to know who the oldest driver is in Ireland, because Gerard could be a man or a woman. Anyway, the dad involved is 96 this September and still driving. My twin brother Paddy and I are the oldest twins, 71 in Ireland. However, My twin brother Paddy and I are not the oldest twins, 71 in Ireland. However, our mother, 94, she got the vaccine last week, is probably the oldest mother of twins. And also a great grandmother of twins. Her great grandsons are also twins. Do you get all that? That's from Jimmy. Thanks for that, Jimmy. Press that button there. Where is it? There you go.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Healthy Ireland. Helping you keep well.
Yeah, and Operation Transformation continues tonight on RTE 1 after the news. And Nurse Hazel Hartigan joins us on the line, one of this year's leaders. How are you doing, Hazel?
I'm doing well, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Yeah. The last time we got cut off, there was all sorts of confusion. But
I know. Sure, people thought I hung up on you and everything, and I didn't. I wouldn't be that rude.
Yeah. Great to talk to you again. So it's 2 weeks into it. This is episode 3 tonight. How are you feeling about the whole thing?
I'm actually wrecked, to be perfectly honest with you. It's been a lot. I don't think I actually really understood how intense the whole thing can be when you're, working it into your own normal life stresses and work and stuff like that. But it's not, I don't regret doing this one bit. Like, this is going to help me and my family in the future. But yeah, it's been exhausting, to be honest.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on in your life, Hazel, and people will see it tonight. Yeah. You're a nurse. Now, you're not working, working with COVID patients, you're working in rehab.
No.
But still, you've all the stresses that are going with the health service at this time, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, COVID has a huge backlog effect on other services within the hospital and other services in the community. So we would have a lot of patients still with us, because they're waiting for home health carers to go back into place, because there's a lot of them out sick because COVID is in the community. Some people can't go home because their family have COVID. Mm. Other people are waiting, long-term placements, and nursing homes are quite wary about bringing in patients from hospitals at the moment, because they're all waiting on the vaccine and they don't want to jeopardize the patients that they already have or their staff by bringing in somebody that might have it. And it's quite understandable, but it just makes it a difficult place to be in the health service at the moment,
We're hearing about surges, and we're hearing about how long can they cope with the current wave. So all of that, you're working in that environment. You've Richard and you've Tommy and Grace at home. And then on top of that, you invited the whole Operation Transformation world into yours as well. So there is there's a lot going on in your world. And I think the thing from speaking to leaders over the years that they don't think about or they underestimate is the emotional drain on you.
Yeah. Yeah, because you do a lot of thinking and a lot of soul searching while you're doing this. You're trying to figure out how you got into the position that you're in, that you needed Operation Transformation, and then you're trying to find a pathway to get yourself into a better part of your life. Mm. So there's a lot of soul searching, which is emotionally and physically draining.
Yeah.
And there is, a lot of future planning that you have to do, to put in tools, that we're learning, that we're being given to help us, forge a new pathway for ourselves to become healthier, fitter and lighter in weight and in body and soul, So there's a lot going on in it.
And I'd imagine you can draw on the fact that you went back to education quite late in life, late in your life, not late in life. So you're only 18 months qualified as a nurse.
That's it. Yeah. I just qualified in August of 2019. And then COVID came in February, March of 2020. We just about managed to get our graduation in January of last year. So, yeah, you kind of feel a little, not like, you know, but a little bit robbed maybe of the experience of being a nurse in normal times, you know, but you know, it is what it is and you get on with it, you know.
But I think I said this to the last time as well, but you know that if you put your mind to something, you can achieve it because you've done that with the nursing. I'm wondering about the soul searching. And you said there that you ask yourself how you got to a stage in your life where you needed, your word, not mine, you needed Operation Transformation. Yeah. And what sort of answers, I'm beginning to sound like Eddie now, what sort of answers did you come up with then?
I'll be honest with you, Ray, I'm still searching. You know, it's not something that I've actually found an answer to yet. I suppose a lot of my weight is due to the fact that I won't say I didn't care, but it's just that I was living life, you know, and I was going day by day, week by week, like everybody else. And my weight wasn't affecting my health, as you know, at that time. And like, as I say, I'm still searching for the answer to that. You know, there's a multitude of things that happened, you know.
That it's interesting you say that, you know, that your weight wasn't affecting your health. And did things that you learned doing your nursing degree, did that bring them in into sharp focus? Yes, it did. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you're sitting in a room and you've got 52 students in there, and you're probably thinking like 40 of them probably are beautiful, lovely, slim girls and fine, healthy young lads, you know, and you know, your lecturer is talking about the effects of obesity on the health service and how it affects the health service and how it affects people personally. And you know, it's nearly always like comorbidity with other diseases and that are out there, and you're kind of really just want to shrink into your seat because maybe there might be a few eyes on you or whatever, you know, you do feel it. Yeah. So it really brought to light to me while doing the nursing degree how bad obesity can actually affect your health and, you know, your risk for other health conditions as well.
Do you think that message is communicated well enough by, you know, the health service or the people who should be communicating that message?
I think they try their best, Ray, to be perfectly honest with you. I think a healthy Ireland really have tried. But I don't know, I think you have to be open to hearing it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the issue. Like, you know, if you're not open to hearing it, you're not going to do anything about it. You're just going to think, gosh, look, it doesn't affect me. It affects somebody else. You know, that's not me. I'm happy with how I am. And if you don't like it, then jog on. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think until it actually does affect a lot of people, that's when it hits home with them. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's too late at that stage.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told I'm pre-diabetic, you know, so I need to cut the hell on, like, you know.
You're pre-diabetic, are you? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And I actually found that out through this process. You know, it's not something
That can be reversed, can't it?
Oh, yes. Through diet and exercise, that can be, yeah.
River. Yeah. You're doing your exercises in front of a lovely roaring fire there. Probably not the best.
That was never intentional. Now, I would come home from work and the lads would have the fire lit when I'd come home from work. And I don't have a huge big house. I don't have, like, you know, a gym off the end of the house or anything like that.
Who does? Very few people do.
It's either the sitting room or the kitchen that I'm exercising in. So the kitchen, the tiles are far too hard. Do you know?
Yeah.
My body is going through enough now without putting it through that as well. So So it's in front of the fire, you know. But sure, listen, I might have lost a few extra pounds because of it. Like, you know, you never know.
And they're all great. Like Grace, your 14-year-old, and Tommy, who's 20, is he? Tommy's 20. They're doing the exercises with you, and you did brilliantly the first week. You lost 8.5 pounds, and I can't give away what happens tonight, but people will tune in to watch that at 9:30. And everybody's sharing in the cooking duties as well.
Yeah, Richard and Tommy have been fantastic. Like, as Richard has said, like, you know, Tommy can cook as well as myself and Richard. Well, maybe not Richard, because Richard is a trained chef, like, but...
Oh, yeah, is he? So he's a trained chef.
Yeah, he's a trained chef. He works in Milford Care Centre here in Limerick. So the hospice. So yeah, so he's a frontline worker as well. So as I said, Richard and Tommy are both helping with the cooking. Grace isn't fond of standing in front of a stove unless she's cooking noodles or something like that. She'll get there eventually, you know. But,
she's only 14.
And she's great to help out with the exercises. She, like, she had her lunch break yesterday, you know, from her online schooling, and she did her exercises with me, or did my exercises with me, sorry. And then when it was time to go back, she went back and did her schoolwork, you know. So she didn't have to do that. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that she did, you know.
Now, people will see you tonight, and you know, the stress and the tiredness and all that comes to the fore tonight. So people can tune in at 9:30, and they'll see what's prescribed for you by Dr. Sumi and by Carol Henry and the rest of them. Yeah. Great talking to you, Hazel. Mind yourself, and you're doing brilliant. You're doing brilliantly, and it's a pity we can't, you know, actually, you know, you can't come into studio and we can't see each other. But anyway, that's the world we live in. Okay, tonight at 9:30, Operation Transformation, and we say thanks again to one of this year's leaders, Hazel Hartigan. Thanks, Hazel.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Healthy Ireland, helping you keep well.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.